This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is urging more COVID-19 vaccination requirements, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Vaccination requirements work.
The president had ruled out such mandates before taking office, but some 67 million Americans remain unvaccinated.
That's why I've had to move toward requirements that everyone get vaccinated, or I had the authority to do that. That wasn't my first instinct.
In the coming weeks, more than 100 million Americans will be subject to vaccine requirements he's already ordered while visiting a suburban Chicago business that's requiring vaccinations or tests for workers. The president said he wants more employers to follow suit while acknowledging mandates are a tough medicine.
But they're life-saving. They're game-changing for our country.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
San Francisco Bay Area County health officials are laying out the conditions they say must be met before they can lift the region-wide face mask requirement for many indoor public places, AP's Jennifer King reports.
Public health officials in the Bay Area say they'll ease indoor masking requirements for certain indoor public settings, including offices, gyms, college classrooms, and churches, once counties reach low COVID-19 case rates, continuously low hospitalization rates, and 80% of the total population is fully vaccinated. Because that rate includes children, officials say it could be a while before people can start taking their masks off. San Francisco Mayor Lyndon Breed says her city will be lifting some indoor mask requirements on October 15th. Bay Area counties have among the highest vaccination rates, and cases have been declining. I'm Jennifer King.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week. The Labor Department said that unemployment claims were down by 38,000 to 326,000, the first drop in 4 weeks. This is VOA News.